And chapter 4 and 5, in chapter 4 we have the revelation of in heaven, those things are taking place. And then the seven spirits of God, don't worry about the seven spirits of God in verse 5. The seven spirits of God are just different attributes of one spirit, which is found in Isaiah chapter 11. And we have one tape called the seven spirits of God, which we teach the spirit of wisdom and revelation or understanding and counsel and might, etc. So there are just sevenfold descriptions. The spirit of the Lord is one of the titles too. Then in chapter 5, the revelation of the Lamb of God, in verse 6, he has seven horns, seven eyes, and which are the seven spirits of God. So it's working through a sevenfold working of the Spirit of God. So in chapter 5, verse 6, we support the fact that the seven spirits of God is actually Isaiah chapter 11, because they refer to Jesus, qualities that were on Jesus. Who has the seven eyes? The Lamb of God. And that helps me, because then I know that those creatures that are around the throne, which has eyes all around their back, they may have a symbolic meaning too. It doesn't mean that Jesus has seven eyes. Right? Jesus appeared to me in 1986 and he has two eyes. Right? So this is symbolic. Seven eyes. And Isaiah chapter 11 tells us that these are the qualities of the Spirit that Jesus does have upon his life, in his earthly life, and of course even now. Verse 2. Number 1, the Spirit of the Lord. Number 2, the Spirit of wisdom. Number 3, and understanding. Number 4, counsel. Number 5, Spirit of might. Number 6, Spirit of knowledge. And number 7, the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. So these are his seven eyes, the seven qualities that Jesus has. Now let's launch on into chapter 6. Another reason why we put the rapture before the seven last years of Daniel is because in chapter 6, take note of verse 16. They said to the mountains, are you here? I'm going very fast, right? If I'm going too fast, just jump up about, right? Then I can see you, then I slow down, right? But if too much jumping, we may end up tomorrow morning. So chapter 6, verse 16. They said to the mountains, fall on us, hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. I want you to know that that period that began in chapter 6 is called the wrath of the Lamb. And the Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 9, that God has not appointed us for wrath. That God will not pour down His fire and brimstone, His wrath, on His church. He will take His church out of the way first and institute a different age and time. So we are not appointed for wrath. The principle is based on that principle of Genesis chapter 18, when when Abraham was interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah. Although he had a long intercession time with God, what was his theological basis? His theological basis was, God, you will not punish and kill the righteous with the wicked. Which is a sound theological basis. Do you know good, strong, powerful prayers is based on a theological groundwork? It's not just based on how loud we cry. It's based on doctrine and the Word of God. His basic argument to God was, God, will you judge the righteous with the wicked? Implying never. The righteous judge of the universe, never. Which is why, sadly, he could not find 10. He only found Lot. And he took Lot out of the way. Then the wrath came. So that is a picture of what takes place. And we have in the seven seals, in verse 1, that seven seals begin the period of the Antichrist. And there is a person coming on the white horse, but he is not the same white horse and the same person as Revelation 19. Because that person coming is the Antichrist. And immediately after that, in verse 3 of chapter 6, is the second seal, and you have conflict on the earth, wars. And chapter 6, verse 5, the third seal, famine. And usually all those follows. Chapter 6, verse 7, the fourth seal, you have death. And chapter 6, verse 9, you have the persecution on the saints. Now basically all these things speaks about the Antichrist, and he comes as the ruler of the world. And then you have an interlude of the fifth seal, the cry of the martyrs that were dying. Now notice the rapture has taken place because the wrath of the Lamb is being poured forth. And here there are people dying, and who are these people? And they cried in verse 11, a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said to them that they should rest a little while longer until both the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who would be killed as they were was completed. In other words, more people were going to die. And in chapter 7, you have the sealing of the 144,000. The sealing of the 144,000. The 144,000 represent the new batch of witnesses that God has. In other words, now that Jesus Christ has come to and died on the cross, rose from the dead, and we move into the Christian church age, when the church is raptured, salvation is still based on faith in Jesus. But who are going to be the herald of His gospel? A different set of people, because now it goes back to the Jewish age. But the salvation is still based on Jesus. And these people called the 144,000, you find that this again confirms it's a different age, because these are all Jews, unless you want to spiritualize the names, which the Jehovah Witness tried to do, and some claim to be the 144,000. With so many years gone by, the 144,000 is definitely filled up. No hope. So you got to invent a doctrine to keep people going. Definitely it's a Jewish dispensation. You see, these 144,000 are so important because they are part of the messengers that go all over the world to proclaim Jesus against the Antichrist. And remember, the 7-year period, let's pull the 7-year period here. The 7-year period is divided into two parts. The two parts are as different as day and night. And the 7-year period is divided into 3.5 and 3.5 years. In the middle is called the abomination of desolation that Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 24. It's so important that Jesus says, when you see the abomination of desolation, flee to the hills and to the mountains. Don't look back, don't wait for a moment, run to the hills. That's the abomination of desolation in Matthew 24. Now the first 3.5 years, Jesus is not going to allow the earth to be without a witness. As the Antichrist rises up, God raises the two witnesses, which you're going to see in Revelation 11 and 144,000. They are going to continue to announce the Word of God to all the world. And chapter 7, we have the announcing of the sealing of the 144,000. And then in chapter 8, we find that the seventh seal is broken, and then we have the trumpets beginning to blow. Do you notice all the seven seals, all the seven trumpets, and all the seven bowls are all judgment? Although at first, the first seal doesn't look like it, but you can see immediately from the second seal, it all has to do with judgment. All the seven seals, all the seven trumpets, and all the seven bowls have to do with judgment. To different degrees, they keep increasing. Now the seven seals and the seven trumpets take place in the first 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years. You see, the rapture is chapter 4 of Revelations. Then chapter 6 moves into the first 3.5. And what happened is, with all these things happening in chapter 8 and chapter 9, all the trumpets blowing and all this vegetation struck, the sea struck, the water struck, the heaven struck, right? Everything seems to be struck in chapter 8. And then chapter 9, suddenly there is release, satanic forces in that have been locked up. In chapter 9, suddenly they are let loose and they fill the earth. That is why it's a tribulation period. You need extraordinary thing. In the church age, it's the fivefold ministry and the church. But in the 7-year period, it's a different breed. It's the two witnesses and the 144,000. And they must have a special seal on them to protect them against all this. It's a different organization of God's system. And in chapter 9, there is the locusts and all this. They are actually spirit, evil spirits. But the most important thing, announcement, is in the fourth trumpet in chapter 8, verse 13. After the fourth trumpet is blown, an angel flying through the midst of heaven said, "Woe, woe, woe." In other words, after the fourth trumpet, is saying there are three more to come. 4 plus 3 is 7. Meaning that trumpet number 5, trumpet number 6, and trumpet number 7 are going to be so terrible that he classified them as the big three woes. So in chapter 9, the fifth trumpet is blown. Right? You have to make it different a bit because it's judgment, right? Not the triumphant. Right? This is judgment. And there's all these evil forces are released, and verse 12, chapter 9, verse 12, one woe is past. First woe. Then the sixth trumpet, verse 13. All those demons that have been bound up for so long, that God is holding them back. And suddenly they are just released, and the plagues started taking place. And all kinds of terrible things took place and happened. We have in the sixth trumpet the second war taking place. But then as he's about to blow the seventh trumpet in chapter 10, an angel came down. Because remember, the seventh trumpet is going to be the worst thing that happened on the earth. It's very important. Chapter 10, right? And I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven. And he came down, why did he come down? To specially announce the message and to empower John to speak that prophetic word. And it says, the angel, in verse, when he spoke, in verse 4, when the seven thunders, there was something not recorded. The seven thunders uttered their voices. John was about to write down what the seven thunders are, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Seal up the things which the seven thunders utter, and don't write them." And so, seven thunders are not written for us. Verse 5. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land lifted up the hand, his hand to heaven, and saw by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer. Now verse 7, important. In the days of the sounding of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he declared to his servants. Now notice the seventh trumpet is very important. It covers the third woe. And why is it so important? Something is going to be completed in his revelation that he has revealed to his servants. What is this mystery? Now you read on, the book of Revelations tells us. Now we'll come back to that again, to chapter 11 again. But you read on to chapter 11, the final part here, in verse 15. So in verse 15, the seventh trumpet sounded. Are you all there? Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Okay, I want to make sure you're there because I'm going quite fast. Chapter 11, verse 15, the seventh trumpet is sounded. That means anything before the seventh trumpet is sixth trumpet, right? Logical. So Verse 14. Look at verse 14. At the end of the sixth trumpet, it declares the second woe is finished.